When dying he is gone. He can't be reborn. Because cosmically conscious, it cannot be born. It's permanently risen to eternity. The body loses. And then, because he is fulfilled in the sense of liberation, he is liberated.
Then he can't arrive at God consciousness.
That is.
So how does one manage not to arrive at cosmic consciousness until one is God consciousness?
Hurry up to get it. Only we can hurry up to get it.
You would tell it in number of years.
No, it don't need number of years. We don't need number of years. To hasten the process, what we do, we meditate and teach meditation. That accelerates the process. Teachers have this advantage. Teachers have very great advantage, absolutely, because, it is very great because. You have felt in these 4, 5, 6 years like that, that someone involvement begins to be felt. One is acting and yes, it's not acting, this uninvolvement begins to be. Now, this is quite a developed state of cosmic consciousness. Quite, it's not full. What the teacher, what is the great advantage to this teacher? Every time he initiates, his conscious mind and heart is full in tune with Gurudev. That aspect infuses in him what we call devotion. Very great, and it is the devotion through which cosmic consciousness develops into God consciousness. Automatic. So the meditator takes upon himself a path of action whereby spontaneously he becomes more and more cultured into the art of developing cosmic consciousness into God consciousness. Spontaneously. And this is the advantage to a teacher. So if we don't want to die in mere cosmic consciousness, we better start teaching transcendental meditation. And that will, by the time cosmic consciousness is developed, quite a lot of God consciousness will be got in.
This does explain a lot.
Very good.
Because what it also explains is one already is sufficiently connected or respected to this teacher for people to ask questions and to come to one. And out of one, understanding.
Yes. And not only understanding, the entire Because it is the glorification of waking state of consciousness that results in God consciousness that we have seen. Waking state of consciousness becomes glorified into the nature of the celestial. Waking state of consciousness becomes glorified and gets into the structure of celestial nature, and that is God consciousness. So all this attunement with Gurudev and all this takes place on the conscious level. Waking state of consciousness. So it is through the particular activity in waking state of consciousness, the waking state of consciousness becomes transformed. So the whole activity becomes a means to develop cosmic consciousness into God consciousness.
So why one becomes increasingly aware of?
Right. Increasingly aware. Yes. That becomes a practice in itself.
Yes.
It's a practice in itself.
This is what you mean by the tradition.
by the, we would say, the blessing of the tradition for the teacher. So in teaching, there is the gain on both ways. The teacher gains and the student gains. That's why nothing better than this profession. It lays open the great mechanics of spiritual development on the high level. Is it clear? Translate this thing. We have dealt with, now come on, translate. I'm speaking. We have considered two days ago,
side two of reel number one, and it's a continuation of the third lecture early in the course. It's on my notes, it's just entitled Reality and Maya. This is a continuation of the third lecture in the early part of the course.
We have considered two days ago. Now listen to me first, and whatever I speak, then you keep on speaking. We have considered 2 days ago that the glorification of waking state of consciousness brings about God consciousness. God consciousness. Glorification of the waking state of consciousness brings about God consciousness. When an initiator initiates the process of initiation, involves attunement of his mind with Gurudev, within bracket cosmic intelligence. This cultures his mind and heart into the art of devotion. It is this devotion that expanded capacity of the heart and mind prepares the ground, which prepares the fruitful ground for the experience of celestial nature. How does this experience transforms cosmic consciousness into God consciousness? Thus it is clear that when an initiator initiates the man, man is guided to gain transcendental consciousness, initiator paves a way towards God consciousness.
It's the natural outcome of it.
Hmm? the natural outcome of it. Quite simple. Therefore, the profession of an initiator, the profession of an all-time initiator is a profession of the noblest kind. Profession of the noblest type. That's it. This truth is contained in a verse called Tatchintanam Anyonya Tatprabodhanam. Tatchintanam Tatkatanam Tatchintanam Anyonya Tatprabodhanam Etat Ekaparatvancha Brahma Vyasam Chaturvidha. Tatkatanam, Tatkintanam, Anyonya, Tatprabodhanam, Etad Eka Paratvancha, Brahmabhyasam Chaturvidha. It says, Tatkatanam, to talk about it, I capital, it means divine, to talk about it. Tatkintanam, to think about it. Tatkatanam, Tatkintanam, Anyonya Tatprabodhanam, to converse about it. To converse about it amongst ourselves, amongst each other, to converse about it amongst each other. Anyonya Tatprabodhanam, Ekaparatvancha. If this goes on continuously, this is said to be the practice to realize Brahman. Talk about it.
Very great responsibility. I think that I really just realized it.
And then that is the greatest joy of life, where the whole stream of life is automatically set upon such glorious level, nothing to compete with it, nothing to come up to that level. That is the reason why the leaders of the movement, when they speak, they feel more relaxed. 2 hours, 3 hours, they feel more energetic after speech. Because it's no strain, it's a joy, it's giving expression to the unexpressed, unbounded bliss. And you keep on, and the more you speak, more fresh you feel, and more energy you feel. You initiate more and more people, and you feel more and more jubilant and more energetic. 100, 200, even if you are busy from morning till night, 12 o'clock, by the midnight, you feel so very fresh. You have been absolutely busy. For the first time in Germany, when I initiated 100 people, that was in Stuttgart. And that was the first stroke when I had ever initiated 100 people one day. I was initiating them and checking and all that. And by 5 o'clock I had finished. And then from about 6 I had called all those who were initiated in the morning for checking. So at 6 all of them came, and from about 7:30 I had to go to one meeting. And I started checking them from 6, checking and explaining and all. It went up to 8 o'clock. And every point was raised, and I just couldn't go to any other lecture. And the proverb, I said to the man who was reminding me all the time that the audience is full, the hall is full and all that, I said, a bite in the hand is worth two in the bush. Already I have seen so many people. Doesn't matter if I don't go to the lecture, but let me give confidence to all of them. So I started from the, I left them at 8, came to the lecture about 8:15. 45 minutes, the whole hall was packed and people were just sitting and waiting. 45 minutes. And those who had seen me, listen, from about 7 o'clock till meeting, continuously working, they said, oh, he must be so tired and what is it? Too cruel of us to keep him engaged. Then I sat there and after 2 minutes I started to speak. People said that was the best speech that they ever heard. It never came out of tiredness, it only came out of the freshness.
And out of the transcendence.
Out of the subtle.
Does this mean that a person who does not initiate anyone cannot reach God consciousness?
He should start initiating quick.
That means only the people who can come to India can attain God consciousness.
the very profession is of that nature. It's just culture of the heart and culture of the mind. It's a devotion. But the process of invoking Gurudev and just feeling one with him, the whole process is so accelerating for the heart. And that cultures the whole personality for devotion, more and more devotion. And all these celestial beings, they're celestial beings, very, very much more powerful and much more knowledge and much more energy, much more bliss, the celestial field. They need personal devotion.
They need
personal devotion to them. Without devotion, they don't reveal themselves. And the habit of personal devotion comes through devotion to someone. That's one very great thing in Indian culture. Children are devoted to mother and to the father and to the teacher. So this habit of dependence, which is thought to be such a curse in the modern age of freedom, but that dependence towards elders, the dependence, that is the basic ground for devotion. The whole habit is for devotion, 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 devotion. Then it gets ripened more easily, very easily.
Why does
the
celestial being
need? Any big man needs devotion?
I wish I could just perform puja, just perform a puja, couldn't get God consciousness without initiating it. To just perform puja.
But you perform puja for half an hour, but then initiate that action is repeated over and over again and over and over again and over and over again, and you begin to just float in that sense. It's just automatic.
More than just
one certainly loses oneself.
Puja is the way, but during initiation, constant puja and constant puja and constant puja over and over again. Over and over again.
Would you say then that a man that is out lecturing and talking to people about transcendental meditation would also be uttering something for himself?
What he gives in? That thing, that thinking and thinking about it, speaking about it and conversing about it, that is, you give expression to being. Even though this speech is always on the surface of being, out of the being, yet the whole psychology, even the psychology which is a superficial phase of life, but it is that which guides the activity and the feeling and understanding also. That gets cultured.
It's a very great value. It's spontaneous. This is why one feels this sort of fusion, this flow. Thank you very much.
That flow that one feels is when one feels freer, one feels richer. Yeah. And that enrichment of the heart is a progress in the field of devotion. It's a very, very great thing. Now it's like hero worship. Even in the West, we have hero worship. Some honor to be given to someone. The hero worship. Now, this is also a form of hero worship. Hero worship. Giving honor, holding someone higher than me, and then starting to flow in love with someone. It's honoring. It's more intimate form of honoring. Devotion is highest form of honoring someone. Okay? We give flowers to our friends that we have bought. It's the sign of devotion. And devotion.
Deepest impression will be the last desire. Because during that, the impressions begin to fail and fail and fail. The last impression will be the about good, I use the word cosmic. I'll acknowledge it. Let them.
Any question then? Is this point clear? Yes?
Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes?
Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Cosmic intelligence. If we take Gurudev to be cosmically conscious and in God consciousness, then only the body has disappeared and the pure existence that remains, and that remains internally. So, contact with him now amounts to contact with the cosmic intelligence.
Do you
take it down? Yes. 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 Yes.
Why is this expansion of the tremendous knowledge of the dance that you're talking about?
Yes?
Why is this suddenly?
Suddenly bursting forth?
Yes. It's like flower. It's
so clear. You see, Lord Krishna said to Arjuna that due to long span of time, this great wisdom was lost. Due to the long span of time, it gets lost. It's the long span of time that takes the attention of the people away from the truth, from the reality. And now when it blares forth, it just shines forth.
Yes, but you see those Gurudev, and then directly you, and then from you, I don't know how many initiated you, did 100 maybe.
From me, you.
Yes, but darling, I mean, all over the world.
All over the world.
Now, this is suddenly from...
See, one hand, and then one palm, and then five fingers. One palm, and then it spreads, and then it spreads, and it spreads.
Now, is this the first time that this has become international as the first to...
Right. Some gossip about the divine also became international, but the precise and useful knowledge about the divine is coming up now.
Because this now is coinciding with international development all over the world, and because it is a simple practice, it has no language barrier.
No, nothing. See, the thing is, we would say, it won't be in accordance with the reality of Indian way of thinking about evolution, but it will suit very well
the Western viewpoint. And what is that? Humanity has been progressing, has been coming on progressing. Now, at this time in history, it seems that the human intelligence has developed enough to make human intelligence complete, full potential of the mind. Only having come to this level where people have been using increasingly greater amount of mind. And now at this level of evolution, at this stage of evolution, there is a time that every man should use his full mental potential. Yes, now this is one final stroke in the process of human evolution. That every man now has a chance to use the technique to develop full mental potential. It's still necessary. Pathway to them. Because the inner self, being eternal, it has no creator. It is self-existent.
But it is not the creator.
No, it's neither the creator nor the creation. Absolute. Equally present in the creation and in the creator. Now.
Why do you emphasize, Maharishi, the outer world, the creation of the outer world?
The thing is, when we say inner, realize the inner, realize the outer, realize the relationship between the inner and the outer, then realize the creator of the outer, then realize the relationship between the inner and the outer creator. Makes it a systematic. Then.
Relationship between the inner self and the creator.
Hmm.
This is
different
to the previous
four. Yes. Now, we can put in one sentence, no? Then put down all five steps. Maybe summarized as I, comma, creation, comma, relationship, comma, creator, relationship. Full stop. Is it clear? These are the steps. I, realize the I, realize creation, realize the relationship between the I and creation. Then when the creation and one's relationship with creation has been realized, then one is qualified to realize the creator. And when the creator has been realized, then one is qualified to establish relationship between the creator. Simple? Yes? I, creation.
Qualified after cosmic consciousness.
Yeah. Because if one has, creation means very obvious thing, this and this. So if one has not realized what is this, then how one can think of the creator of all this? Because this is so obvious. When you have realized the obvious, all that which is obvious, when you have realized all this enormously unbounded creation, then the creator of this unbounded creation can be searched. This is a way from the known to the unknown. Put down the sentence. All these steps provide a scientific system of investigation of the unknown through the knowledge of the known. Of investigation. What is it?
Well, Maurice, the ladies are very interested in getting clothes made, and the tailor has arrived.
चलो अभी आते हैं आधे घंटे में. Doesn't matter. He's waiting there. He'll wait there. I said, yes. क्या ना क्या भी आ रहे हैं. Yes. उसको कहना कि लोग आएंगे अभी बैठो. राम कुमारी को विजन देखी जाओ. और देखो उसको कहना चाहिए जितना फल होता है यहाँ ले लगाओ. जितना फल है ना केला मौसमी या संतरा ये सब यहाँ मंगवा लो. What is the
systematic
procedure of
investigation.
Of investigation from the knowledge of the known to the unknown. The principle of self-realization. The principle of self-realization. As a prerequisite to God-realization, as the first step to God-realization. Was not given due importance with the result that the seeker of God and the lover of God is done. So the same thing was repeated there.
The float valve is all broken. I'm given a drawing of what new plants to get. And until then, a boy has some details to fill up the tank.
That's in the first also?
The first is flowing over. That's just... It's all right. It should be checked, but it's all right.
So now there will be hot water everywhere. What it is? In other blocks, now need to look to himself. Without being concerned about himself, he was lost in the concern of God. It's a beautiful sentence. Himself, he was lost in concern about God, in the concern.
In his concern.
That's capital. No, in the concern about God. In the concern about God. So he was lost. And when the seeker was lost, God God always willing to present himself found no one to him whom he could reveal.
And when the seeker was lost, God always willing to present himself to the seeker, found no one to witness him.
No one to witness. Huh? Very simple. That's why even though God was there all the time, there was no one to realize him.
This seems to have happened all over the world, right?
All over the world and all time.
That's why they work and never...
All the time. That's why the God is there. Because the seeker is not there, to whom the God will be revealed.
Must have been.
Must have been. He took up to Nirvana, up to that cosmic consciousness. God consciousness is little more than that. So the whole principle was lost.
What was there in Nirvana?
Cosmic consciousness.
Nirvana is a cosmic
consciousness. Cosmic consciousness. Nirvana, freedom.
Where would they...
Once one has freed oneself from the activity, that is Nirvana.
So those people never got to God consciousness then?
No principle, yeah. No principle. They lived a life in liberation. But life in liberation is not life in fulfillment. It's like if a man is not poor, it doesn't mean that he's rich. To find fulfillment, to be fulfilled, one has to have more than liberation. Liberation is freedom from bondage. But remaining free from bondage, one has to have fulfillment.
And for having fulfillment, you must become first free from bondage. That only gives the basis for fulfillment.
That's right. Once you are free from suffering, then you start enjoying.
But only then?
Only then. Until then, all the energy which could express itself in the waves of joy is neutralized in neutralizing the misery. Bondage is misery.
Is this an actual physical process?
That's it. Just physical.
Why, it's scientific?
Physical, because that's why it is scientific. Absolutely physical. We meditate and get to transcendental consciousness, come out, meditate, get to that and come out, gain that state, come out. Thereby give swings to the body. Activity, no activity, thereby create a situation or give a habit to the nervous system so that it will maintain both states of consciousness, transcendental and waking, simultaneously. This is culturing. It's a physical process.
So the suffering is a state, is a gross state of the nervous system.
Suffering
due to a gross state.
Suffering is due to lack of liberation. Lack of liberation, another expression to that would be, suffering is due to attachment.
Make it clear.
Sorry,
this is an old chemical change.
Suffering is due to the mixture of the absolute and the relative. When one is mixed, then one doesn't know the absolute, then one doesn't know the bliss. If one doesn't know the bliss, then the consciousness is waking, dreaming, sleeping, waking, dreaming, sleeping, waking, dreaming, sleeping. The bliss is, out of conscious experience. This bliss remaining out of conscious experience is the cause of suffering.
Until suffering is dissolved.
Until
suffering is dissolved.
Suffering is not dissolved. Until bliss consciousness has developed. What we do, we don't dissolve suffering. What we do is, we develop bliss consciousness. Like, we don't remove the darkness. We just bring in the light. Huh? We say that minimize tension, minimize suffering. Minimize tension, minimize suffering. This is the slogan that we have started from this world assembly. Now, the appropriate slogan will be, develop bliss consciousness. But because people are suffering, they are habituated, they are familiar with suffering. They are not familiar with bliss consciousness. So we have to talk to them in terms of familiarity. They are familiar with suffering, they don't want suffering, we say, come on, get rid of it. It's understandable to them.
Through meditation.
Only. Only through meditation. That's why this slogan says, remove tension, remove suffering, minimize tension, minimize suffering, fight out tension, fight out suffering. Fight out tension, fight out suffering, fight out. These, such posters we are going to flash all over the world, everywhere. Minimize suffering, minimize tension, minimize suffering, reduce tension, reduce suffering, fight out tension, fight out suffering.
Maharishi, there must be change.
It's a tremendous possibility.
You seem to simplify it one day.
Absolutely, just now. Almost simplified. But the, now.
Look, I am much
now.
Grosser than you. This is obvious. And this is obviously because your nervous system has undergone a much bigger change than mine. And this is you, I suppose.
What I need is minimize tension, minimize suffering. So, now, in the light of our process, in the nature of our approach, the correct proclamation should be, develop bliss consciousness. Develop bliss consciousness. But because bliss consciousness is an unknown factor, it sounds something good, but there is no positivity of apprehension. What is bliss consciousness? What is bliss consciousness? Now, when we say fight out tension, fight out suffering, it implies that the method used would be to reduce tension. Whereas, we are not using any method to reduce tension. We are using a method to improve bliss consciousness. Our method is to develop bliss consciousness. Our method is to develop bliss consciousness. But we say, we talk in terms, we appeal in terms of suffering. So our appeal is misleading as far as the exactness of operation is concerned. But we are dealing with the ignorant world. So we can afford to make a mistake in our publicity material. You see the point?
Yes.
In view of the exactness of our approach, we are wrong when we say minimize tension, minimize suffering, because we are not using any method to minimize tension, minimize suffering. We are using a method to develop bliss consciousness. Develop bliss consciousness.
No, that's automatic.
And then Bring the light. That is the positive approach to remove the darkness. Mm-hmm. But